Freddy Femur. I'm not in right now. If you leave your name and number, I'll try and return your call, but I am a busy man. Wait for the...
Freddy? Are you there? Will you pick up, please? I missed you last night. I know you don't believe me, but I did. It was our anniversary. I was hoping, well, I thought last night we'd...
Museum will close in 15 minutes. Thank you for your patronage.
What the? That, tampon was an interesting commentary on the rodent back there.
Crap.
You seem intrigued by this piece, though. What does it say to you?
Piss off!
Hey! Wait! Wait up! Please?
Are you deaf? What part of piss off don't you understand?
Well, do you mean the sculpture says I should piss off? Or are you telling me to piss off?
What difference does it make? You got your assignment either way. Get to it.
It makes a big difference to me. I mean, do I give up hope of having coffee with the sculpture? Or you?
Margie.
Ah!
Hi, is Freddy in?
Miss Peters, well, yes, he's in.
Good, I'll just sneak back there.
But he asked not to be disturbed. Miss Peters? Miss Peters?
It's okay, I want to surprise him.
Oh, dear.
Knock, knock, Freddy?
Damn it, Margie, I didn't want to be disturbed.
Okay, lover boy. Merry Christmas and Happy Easter. I've got a present for you. Surprise!
Francine?
Sorry.
What are you wearing?
I was...
Wait, what are you not wearing? Whoa.
Oh, God.
Hey. It's not... Listen, baby, this isn't what it looks like.
Hey!
Oh...
I can't wait. I can explain.
Margaret, you're fired.
Refill?
No, thanks. Catch you. You should really get out of those wet clothes or you'll catch a cold.
Look, David. It's highly unlikely that we'll ever see each other again.
Gee, thanks.
But get this one thing straight. Nobody, especially a man, is ever going to tell me what to do. Got that?
Okay.
Shut up! Don't you dare think that just because I let you buy me coffee that you can now work your way into my life and screw it up. I am not some lonely, lovesick airhead waiting for Mr. Wright to come and save me from a life of single hell. I will never, ever, ever be your baby, your mother, or your love pocket. And if you ever lie to me, I will feed your balls to my cat.
Refill?
Uh-huh.
Francine, you awake? Freddy's on the phone. Do you want to talk to him?
Freddy? Oh, I'm so glad to hear you.
Huh.
I'm so sorry about...
Look, Francine, we need to talk.
Why don't you meet me for lunch, say, at the park, okay?
But about...
Yeah, let's wait and talk about it then, okay?
But I just want to...
See you. Don't worry, Casey. This won't take long, and then we'll eat.
Great. I'm famished.
You've been listening to Strangers in Paradise by Terry Moore, adapted by Thomas DJ. Produced by Thomas DJ and Chris Honeywell. Sound designed by Chris Honeywell. Nicole Tomty was Francine, Lauren A. Kennedy was Kachu, Brad Oxnam was Freddy, Riley Manis was David, Vanessa Van Zer was Margie, Amy Riddle was the waitress, Femi London was Casey, and Tabitha was the cat. Music provided by Jim Moon and the Eldritch Light Orchestra. This is a fan work produced with the cooperation of Mr. Moore, done solely out of love for the property. We lay no claim to the rights or characters. Please read the original series and other works by Mr. Moore, available through AbstractStudioComics.com. This is an Akadekagonagon Theater Works, presented through the Two True Freaks Podcast Network. For more information on news and upcoming projects, please visit Akadekagonagon.blogspot.com. Good night.